Ezekiel chapter 5. And you, son of man, take a sharp knife, take a barber's razor, and cause it to pass upon your head and upon your beard. Then take balances to weigh, and divide the hair. You shall burn with fire a third of it in the midst of the city, when the days of the siege are fulfilled. And you shall take a third of it, and strike around it with a knife, and a third of it you shall scatter in the wind. And I will draw out a sword after them. You shall also take a few pieces of it in number, and bind them in your skirts. Then take of them again, and cast them into the midst of the fire, and burn them in the fire. Because a fire will come forth into all the house of Israel. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. This is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are around her. And she has changed my judgments into wickedness more than the other nations, and my laws more than the countries that are around her. Because they have refused my judgments and my laws, they have not obeyed them. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Because you have multiplied more than the nations that are around you, and have not walked in my laws, neither have kept my judgments, neither have done even according to the judgments of the nations that are around you. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, I, even I, am against you, and will execute judgments in the midst of you in the sight of the nations. And I will do in you that which I have not done, and the likes of which I will not do any more, because of all your abominations. Therefore the fathers will eat the sons in your midst, and the sons will eat their fathers, and I will execute judgments in you, and the whole remnant of you I will scatter into all the winds. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord God Jehovah, surely, because you have defiled my sanctuary temple with all your detestable things, and with all your abominations, therefore I will also diminish you, neither will my eye spare, neither will I have any pity. A third of you will die with the disease, and with famine they will be consumed in your midst. And a third of you will fall by the sword around you. And I will scatter a third of you into all the winds, and I will draw out a sword after them. So my anger will be accomplished, and I will cause my fury to rest upon them, and I will be comforted. And they will know that I, the Lord Jehovah, have spoken it in my zeal, when I have accomplished my fury in them. Furthermore, I will make you waste, and a reproach among the nations who are around you, in the sight of all who pass by. So it will be a reproach and a taunt, an instruction and an astonishment to the nations who are around you, when I execute judgments in you in anger and in fury and in furious rebukes. I, the Lord Jehovah, have spoken it. When I send upon them the evil arrows of famine, which will be for their destruction, and which I will send to destroy you. And I will increase the famine upon you, and will break your supply of bread. So I will send upon you famine and evil beasts, and they will cause you grief, and disease and blood will pass through you. And I will bring the sword upon you. I, the Lord Jehovah, have spoken it.